It's time for West Texas Roots on West Texas Dispatch. I'm Alexis Jones. Today we hear from Guy Narcomi. Guy explains the history and legend behind the Paint Rock archaeological site and the giants that once walked these trails.
So a long time ago, the Apaches came through here, and you can tell by all the tseh has all the paintings on it. Tseh-gujon, they've been painted. And you can kind of tell the designs are Apache because you see some of the mountains, the Zith, and you see some of the medicine stars on there, the Tsuspini. As far as the origin story goes, a long time ago, we're talking a long time ago, there's a few different environmental events that happened. The Ice Age and then the Great Flood. And the Great Flood was common to a lot of people. And when the flood happened, there wasn't very many people left. And there was giants left over because the flood was supposed to have gotten all these giants, but it didn't get all of them. Then there was one giant that was in the area where the Apaches lived. Now I'm telling the Muscalero side of it. And this takes place at White Mountain in the Muscalero area. And the old name for White Mountain is Zithkaizani, Zithkai, the White Mountain. And so the Apaches survived on Zithkai. And when the floodwaters went down, they started to come back down, but there wasn't many Apaches no more. The animals were really big. The bears were not just normal size. They were big bears. The eagles were big eagles. Snakes were big snakes. Everything had more size to it. And these things were eating people. It was taking people. And there was one giant in particular. I know its name, but a lot of times we don't like to say its name because, you know, we're careful about saying its name, but it would take a lot of Apaches. And there was this one girl that was left, this Apache maiden, this one Jackat, and she was up on the mountain praying and saying, there's not too many of us left anymore. Where are we going to go? And just then the Nashteen came. It rained on her. And a little bit later, she became pregnant and she had a baby from the water, from the tube. The baby was named Tubadishchini. And so Tubadishchini was born, and that monster would come around and say, hey, I think there's a baby here. I think there's a baby. And she would cover up its tracks. And she was like, no, I'm lonely for a baby. So I make baby footprints. So I feel like there's a baby here. And he says, hey, there's baby food here. She's like, oh, I'm pretending there's a baby so I don't get lonely. And they said, hey, there's signs over here of a baby. And she's like, no, I'm just putting that there so I don't feel lonely because I'm always by myself. And the monster would go walking off. And she did that for years until this child became a kind of a man. And so when it became a Hashteen, she said, one of these days you're going to have to take care of this because it keeps taking our people. And she gave them weapons. And she gave them weapons and she taught them how to use them. And one day, Tubadishchini took on this being and it killed it. And then after that, the Ndeh people started to repopulate and they started to repopulate and come back. And those are the ones that we're descending from right now. And the way I was told, I don't know how many times that process happened to where we became just a few in number and then we repopulated. Then we went back to just being a few in number, then we repopulated. And I think it was the Ice Age, the flood, and then the giants and the big animals that each one of those times we lost population. Now, each group of Apaches have a different story to that. Sometimes there's two brothers, and those two brothers weren't always friends. And the second brother, his name was Killer of Enemies. And one story I heard, Tubadishchini was given weapons with wood, and he was taught how to make wood weaponry and work with wood. And the second brother, Killer of Enemies, was taught how to use metal, make metal weapons and use metal. And together they took out this thing that was killing everybody. So there's many versions depending on who you ask. But each group, even other native tribes, have stories of these giants. But each one of these giants was different in different particular ways. The Comanches have one, and this giant had this bag, and it lined the bag with tree sap. This bag was so big, it could keep people, and so it would just snatch up people and throw them in the back, and they couldn't get out of this bag because it was lined with tree sap, and they were stuck to it. Not just here in Native American culture, but all people around the world have stories of these giants. There's a lot in English and Germanic peoples of giants and those in their stories too. So I think there was something to that. These pictures on these rock paintings here, they exemplify that.
We recorded Guy's story at Paint Rock.